Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God revealed for us in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 21 to 25, and verses 27 and 28. But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. A 2-year-old boy stubbornly seeks to gain his independence. As he searches, he develops a favorite phrase that quickly becomes a refrain in his life. Me do it. Me do it by myself. He wants to tie his own shoes. Me do it by myself. He wants to buckle himself in his car seat. Me do it by myself. He wants to pour his own glass of milk. Me do it by myself. Independence is a wonderful thing for a child to seek, unless, of course, he has not yet developed the ability to complete such task by himself. If he can't yet tie his own shoes, or buckle his own car seat, or pour his own milk, the end result will only be frustration and failure and puddles of milk on the floor. We human beings, by our natures, want to operate exactly the same way when it comes to our relationship with God. Our grammar may be a little better, but the message remains the same. I want to get right with God by myself. And, by our very natures, we stubbornly think that we can. We think God will be happy with us if we observe most of His laws most of the time, or, at least, if we observe most of His laws better than most others do. But here's the problem. Our holy God demands perfection from us, and not just most of the time, all of the time. Because none of us can claim that sort of perfection on our own, what the Bible says is true of all of us. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have failed to meet our holy God's holy standards. That failure to observe all of God's laws absolutely perfectly leads to a much worse result than puddles of milk on the floor. Our sin should result in eternal death in hell. This is why God planned a different way for us to be saved from hell. Because He knew we could not obtain righteousness on our own, He planned to give it to us as a gift. He sent His Son Jesus into the world in order to live the righteous life we could not, and to pay the price we owed for our sins through His death. Christ did all of that work in our place as our substitute. And now, God offers Jesus' perfectly righteous life to us as a free gift that He gives to us through faith. God's Word clearly says, "This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe." I want to get right with God by myself. Faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior leads us to strike that stubborn phrase from our vocabulary, that stubborn attitude from our lives, forever. Faith in Jesus Christ leads us to cling instead to Christ and His righteousness as the only way to get right with God and as the only way to heaven. Lord Jesus, grant me a heart that despairs of myself and my own failed attempts to gain righteousness before God. In its place, grant me a heart that trusts only in You and the righteousness You won for me through Your life Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.